I hope my voice is very clear now, right? So let me start sharing my screen, and I will not
get... Uday Mahoday, it is still quite low. Maybe you are a bit far from the mic, maybe.
Oh, is it any better right now?
Yes, quite fine.
All right, great. Thank you. So yeah, I will today. I started a little late. I will just cover just one topic, and then a couple of subhashitam, and then we will look at the Grihapataha. Okay. So coming to Grihapataha for the class assignment that I have given in the previous class, it was just extension to Dvitiya Vibhakti. Okay. So first of all, let us get started with the Subhashitam, and then take up the today's topic which we have discussed. All right. So just a minute while I am sharing my screen. 1 minute, please. Did you guys all watch the video, first of all, that was shared in my email announcement yesterday?
Yes.
Yes, we did.
Yes.
Yes, and could you give me a summary of the video? Anybody, I mean...
I did not watch yesterday. Sorry, I missed that.
No problem at all.
I checked
no
in the previous Grihapataha email. Yeah,
But it was not there in the Grihapataha email, Bhagini. It was there in the email announcement.
Yeah, I missed that. Sorry. Yeah.
No problem at all. No problem. Whoever has watched it, I mean, Gauri Bhagini, if you have watched it, can you give me us an overview of the video, first of all? Gauri Bhagini or Harini Bhagini, any bit?
So I can do that. This is Gauri.
Okay. Go ahead.
So this video was about a professor in of Sanskrit in IIT Chennai who was trying to encourage the students there to take part in the class. And he tells a very funny story. And he uses some gestures to help the students understand the words in Sanskrit. And the story is, even though like I'm very new to Sanskrit, I was able to follow the story. So there is a man who makes fans, and he goes about selling fans in the street. And one day, there's a king who is going along the Rajpath, and he hears this man, and he says, you know, come here and tell me, like, what is this? What are you selling? So he says, you know, I have this fan that will work. You know, it's a great fan. You know, and then the king says to him, if it doesn't work, I'll behead you.
Yes.
So then a few days pass by, and the king goes home and he tries to fan himself, and the fan breaks. And then a few days later, the king sees the man who's selling the fan again, and the man is yelling, you know, fans for sale, fans for sale. So he calls him again and he says, I'm going to behead you because the fan you sold me broke. And then the man says, well, you were using it wrong, sir. You're supposed to hold the fan still and shake your head to make the air move.
Yeah.
So that's the story.
That's the story, yes. See, dhanyavada, Bhagini. I mean, it's very, very well said, very well said. You know, I really appreciate it. Dhanyavada. Okay, thank you so much. See, one of the most important points that, you know, that the reason for me sharing that video with all of us is because that video tells us how simple this language is. I mean, we all have this mental inhibitions in our brain stating that, you know, Sanskrit or to that matter any language is tough. Because, you know, we think, oh God, we do not know the basics, you know, we do not understand this, we do not understand the words. Okay, but then that is not the case. It is a very simple language, and especially Sanskrit. Okay, especially Sanskrit, I'm talking about Sanskrit, because even to that matter, when I was learning Sanskrit during my college days, it's not the same story with me. And I used to tell my mentor that, you know, please leave me. I just cannot learn this language. But no, my mentor was, no, that's not the way it is. It's very simple. And then I attended workshops. So, you know, this is how it is. You know, I've been practicing it in the past, like, you know, now 14 years, which is actually a very great thing for me. And now I know the importance of it. I mean, now after I'm working for all this while and now studying again, it tells me how relevant and how important this Sanskrit has helped me so far in my life and in my career too. Okay, so very well said, very well articulated, Gauri Bhagini. Thank you for that. Okay, so let us start our session with Subhashitam, with a couple of Subhashitams in fact today, and then we will have just one topic today, one conversation happening between a boy and a vendor, and then with that conversation we will learn a few words. After which we look at the Gruha Patha, and then followed by our regular poem that we do. Okay, so yeah,
So Uday Mahodaya, we have a request. I don't know if it is Venkat Mahodaya. Are you going to tell him or shall I?
You can tell Gauri, but I had one thing to say beforehand.
Today, okay, go ahead.
Today we was Gauri Purnima day, and thank you very much for your help and guidance. You know, we are really thankful to you, Uday. Guru Purnima. Thank you very much.
Shubha Guru Purnima, Mahoday Mahoday.
That is one. Second thing I wanted to ask you personally, where are you, little bit knowledge about you, Uday Mahodaya, where are you from and where are you logging in from? Because you said about unstable internet and all that, just curiosity, you know, you were chatting.
True. See, currently I am at Delhi NCR. Okay, so I generally this time what happened was generally doesn't happen. This time I had a notification. Generally, wherever I stay, this location, this is actually a very stable area. Okay, I never had any internet connectivity or bad network issues in my area, because I stay in this area, you know, it's quite stable. Today there's some drizzle in the morning, because of which there's a bad line to the electricity. The electricity has gone bad here, and we didn't have the a power backup since morning. So even my laptop was almost dead, my phone was dead. So I just couldn't. I mean, even if my laptop was available, I could have connected to some other sources of my phone and I would have connected the session. But my laptop was all dead by afternoon itself, because I had another session in the morning. That is the reason why I left an email to you guys as in when I got to know that the power would resume at around 8 o'clock. That's when I had to keep you all informed about it. And I hope this doesn't happen again. And I don't want this to happen again, because this spoils the entire schedule of mine and the participants who are looking to looking forward for my session. See, this is the only session which gives me. I wait for these Sunday sessions. I really enjoy taking up these sessions, because not just teaching you guys, I'll myself learn a lot from these sessions. So yeah, that's how it is. That's where I am based out of Mahodaya.
Uday Mahodaya, this is Gauri, and again, I also would like to add my wishes for Guru Purnima, and I thank you for taking on this role for guiding us. When you were not there, some of the students, we were just talking about some stuff, and at that time, some of us felt like the last two classes, Saptami Vibhakti and Dvitiya Vibhakti, were a little rushed. If you can possibly go over those again, because I know for me personally, Dvitiya Vibhakti, I understood it only because I went and did some research on my own. But I think it would be helpful if you would go over, and like in the old classes, the first few classes, you spent a lot of time with us practicing many, many examples. I think that is very helpful for all of us, because even though we should be practicing during the week, not many of us have that opportunity to speak with each other or other people who are able to understand what we are trying to say. So that was the feedback that everybody felt. I hope I'm not stepping over,
That is completely,
that is completely fine. Yeah, even I felt the rush. I mean, in fact, I got a request from one of our participants also stating that, we should be going across the division first instead of getting into the session straight
away. Yes. So if we could revise what we studied last week once before we go into the new topic, that would be more helpful rather than doing the homework at the end, because the homework is more like last week's revision, right?
Absolutely.
So that would be helpful. And then giving lots of opportunities for practice. So, that would be helpful. Thank you very much.
I would keep that, like I said, that would be, last week and the Saptami Vibhakti and Dvitiya Vibhakti were, I'll revise those again, okay, because today we'll go a little light, because we started the session a little late. We will go it very slowly. We'll just go to Subhashitam today, then followed by the Guru Pataha. If time permits, we'll look at the conversation. If not, we will. First of all, tell me, you guys should be able to help me out. Are you guys liking the Subhashitam which I cover, or the Subhashitam you think? Because the earlier classes we never covered Subhashitam. This idea of coming up with the Subhashitam was, because so that we all get a chance to know some good lines. Okay, that was the reason why I came up with this concept of Subhashitam. Okay, so are these Subhashitams useful to you guys? Do you find it relevant for you? First of all, tell me this.
Subhashitams are very good Subhashitams. But maybe, as Gauri said, doing the homework in the beginning may help me personally.
All right.
If you want to save some time, Uday, if you don't mind, that maybe you might be able to save some time in Subhashitam with the less time spent on Subhashitam. You may want to try that way, not for today's class, in the next class, that is my personal opinion.
All right, yeah. See, okay, let us do this, okay. I've been doing two Subhashitams.
You have to change your plan, Uday, you are doing great. Actually, nobody will teach, will have so much of patience and all that. No,
that is fine now. See, this feedback itself makes me, makes my session better. Okay, you guys are the participants, you guys are the learners. Okay, of course, I am learning with you guys too. Having said that, I want the participants who come to my session to be extremely comfortable with me, and I want them to learn and solve the purpose of the session. That's what matters. Okay, and I can repeat it, as many number of times as possible. Okay, that is my role to be done here, and which I love to do it happily. There's no complaints about it. Okay, yeah. So let me do like this. Probably from the coming today, we'll do it in a very lighter note, very just a revision probably of what we have done until so far. Okay, probably from the next session onwards, we will take up only one Subhashitam, and then we'll allot the remaining time to our Guru Pata, followed by the new session. That we can do starting from next class. Today let us go to two Subhashitams, and then the revision of all the previous classes. Right? So does that sound to plan today?
Yes, Mahoday.
All right, great. All right, dhanyavadah. All right, so let us get started. Yes, Mahoday, tell me.
Sorry for interrupting, but I just wanted to make sure, and this is Shraddha camp, right?
Is this
a Shraddha camp?
No, this is not the Shraddha camp. This is a spoken Sanskrit camp. I mean, just a spoken Sanskrit workshop. Have you joined my session for the first time today, Mahodaya?
No, I'm in Samskrita Bharati, but for, is this like a whole different organization?
Mm-hmm. No, this is, I mean, see, this is a different organization altogether. I'm sure you must be aware of what Swarup Mahodaya does. I mean, Swarup Mahodaya is our representative who conducts all of these sessions for us. I mean, on whose behalf I take up these sessions every Sunday. These are generally Sarala Sanskrita Sambhashana, sessions. Okay, these are very, you know, simple spoken Sanskrit sessions that we come up. And this happens once a week from, 7:30 Indian time to 9 o'clock Indian time. That's what the session is. I am not sure, is this what you're looking for?
Yeah, I think I've entered the wrong call.
No problem at all, yeah. You can stay with us if you wish to. That's your call.
I think I have to leave because my mother may have sent me the wrong link.
No problem.
I apologize for the interruption.
No problem. Dhanyavaad.
Yeah.
Alright, so let us start with our session today. I hope my screen is to be seen. All right. So, this is a very simple Subhashitam. Okay. I'll try and finish it as quickly as possible. All right. And I'll give the relevant meanings to it. All right. Oh, okay. Yeah. So, yeah. Nasti vidya samam chakshuhu. Nasti vidya samam chakshuhu. Nasti satya samam tapaha. Nasti satya samam tapaha. Nasti raga samam dukham. Nasti raga samam dukham. Nasti tyaga samam sukham. Nasti tyaga samam sukham. Okay, this is a very simple slope, very simple subhashitam, which you guys also will be able to understand. Okay, here it is. What does the first line mean? Nasti vidya samam chakshuhu. Vidya, we all know, knowledge. Okay. Chakshuhu generally, chakshuhu means eyes. Okay, so probably in this context, we can take it as a vision. Okay, see, we all know. Knowledge gives us a vision in life. Okay, the more we try to learn and the more we try to gather information, the more we try to read, the more we try to practice stuff, the more better our life gets. Okay, so that's what it's telling. Okay, there is no greater vision, or there is no greater foresight, or there's no greater vision than that of a knowledge. Nasti vidya samam. Samam means equal to. There is nothing equal to knowledge. Okay, no vision is equal to knowledge. Okay, nasti satya samam tapaha. Okay, satyam, we all know, truth. Okay, samam is there's nothing equal to tapaha. Here would be a penance, a practice. Okay, if you practice truthfulness always, okay, there is nothing equal to practicing truthfulness always. Okay, nasti satya samam tapaha. Tapaha here is again, penance. Okay, we tapasya, we all know the tapasya, which if we can relate it to the mythology, where the Rishi Muni used to perform tapas. That's what tapas means. Okay, nasti satya samam tapaha. Nasti raga samam dukham. Okay, ragam here is anuragam, we can say. Okay, see, anuragam means anuragha. It's the attachment. Okay, in this context we are taking it as nasti raga samam dukham. Dukham means there's no great sorrow than that of an attachment. Okay, see, we all know that the more we get attached to things, as and when things keep fading, we tend to feel very sad for it. We would feel, why are things going in the wrong way? Where are we heading to? We get attached to few things in our life, and we tend to feel bad or feel sad about things. Okay, so that's what it says. Nasti raga samam dukham. So in the last sentence, nasti Tyaga samam sukham. Okay, Tyagam here is like a sacrifice. Okay, sacrifice is, you know, not literally, not literally the act of letting go, but the act of staying detached, the act of being separated. Okay, the act of being separated from what, you know, from there's a difference, more than a sacrifice. Okay, if you do things in a detached way, you would not be attached to what you have done, and you would also have a detachment towards it. Okay, so whatever happens to that issue, okay, you're taking up a project, okay, that project doesn't work out in the right way, what happens is, you know, you feel sad for the project. Instead, you give your best for the project. Okay, we all know, we should be trying to be detached, we should be working out in a detached way. Okay, so what the author is trying, what the poet is trying to tell here is, you know, there is no happiness then of equal to the detachment that we perform. Okay, nasti tyaga samam sukham. Okay, there is nothing beyond happiness when it comes to staying detached. That's what they're trying to say. Okay, just a quick recap of the entire vasitam, then we'll go to the next one very quickly. Okay, nasti vidya samam chakshuh, nasti satya samam tapah, nasti raga samam dukham, nasti tyaga samam sukham. Okay, I hope this was clear. If any participants they want to read, they can just they can read this vachitam, then we'll go to the next one very quickly. One participant. I mean, was it clear? Is the meaning understandable? Were you guys able to understand the meaning towards this vachitam?
Yes.
Yeah, asked. Yeah, you can please, Bhagini, you want to read? You want to read the Subhashitam that's on my screen right now?
Sure, yeah. Nasti Vidya Samam Chakshuhu, Nasti Satya Samam Tapaha, Nasti Raga Samam Dukham, Nasti Tyaga Samam Sukham.
Uttam. Dhanyavada, Bhagini.
Dhanyavada.
All right, so let's go with the next one. Okay, this Subhashitam, I guess, you know, we all must be aware of. Okay, generally we discuss about this Subhashitam whenever we have a nightmare, or whenever we have a bad dream, right? So here it is. Ramam Ramaskandam Hanumantam Vainateyam Rukodaram Shayane Yaha Smarati Smrute Nityam Du Swapnasya Nashyati. Okay. Du Swapnasya Nashyati. Okay. Ramam. Okay, Ramaha, we all know the Lord Rama here. Okay. Skandam here is, you know, the another name of Subramanya Swami. Okay, this is again a shloka which generally my mom says whenever I have a bad dream. Okay, she tells me, you know, just try and recollect this shloka, you know, you would not have those dreams. Okay, of course. Okay, that depends on individual's responsiveness for towards that shloka. However, I mean, for me, this is how this shloka is very relevant even today. Okay, so Ramam, you know, we all know Lord Rama. Skandam, Skandam is another name of Subramanya Swami. Okay, Subramanya Swami. Hanumantam, or Lord Hanuman. Okay. Vainateyam here is, you know, Garuda, Lord Vishnu's, Lord Vishnu's vehicle. Vainateyam is Garuda. Vainateyam Garudam. Okay. Rukodaram is, in Mahabharatam we all know Bhima, right? I mean, Bhima, Arjuna's brother. Okay. Rukodaram is another name of Bhima. Okay. So what the poet is trying to tell here is, you know, whenever you have a nightmare, whenever you have a bad dream, then to take the name of Lord Rama, Subramanya Swami, Hanumantam or Lord Hanuman, Vainateyam, the Garuda, and then Vrukodaram, Bhima. Okay. Shayane here is sleeping, okay, before you sleep or, you know, during the sleep time, okay. Shayane yaha smaraye nityam, okay. Whenever, you know, you try and recollect them, or whenever you try and, if you remember them while you are going to sleep, or while you are about to sleep, okay. Dukha, okay. Dushta, dushta swapnasya nashayati, okay. Dushta means bad dreams or nightmares, okay. Swapnasya dreams, nashayati, you know, they make sure that, you know, you are they protect you from all of these bad and unwanted dreams. That's what that's what the poet is trying to say. Okay, I'll just read this once again. Ramaskandam Hanumantam Vainateyam Rukodaram Shayane yaha स्मरे नृत्यं दुःस्वप्नस्य नश्यति दुष्टस्वप्नस्य नश्यति राइट व्हाट इज या यह मीन्स यू नो हूएवर यह मीन्स शयने यह स्मरति इत्युक्ते हूएवर ओके आई एम गोइंग टू बेड यह आई एम यह शयने अहं स्मरणं करोमि अहम् एतं स्मरणं करोमि हनुमन्तं स्मरणं करोमि रामं स्मरणं करोमि मम दुष्टस्वप्नः न आगच्छन्ति तदेव अत्र अर्थः अस्तु वा रामस्कन्दं हनुमन्तं वैनतेयं रुगोदरं शयने यः स्मरे नृत्यं दुष्टस्वप्नस्य नश्यति राइट ऑलराइट सो हु वांट्स टू रीड दिस एंड देन वी विल ओनली डू द रिविजन पार्ट टुडे
हु वांट्स टू रीड
यस भगिनी प्लीज
रामस्कन्दं हनुमन्तं वैनतेयं रुकोदरं शयनय स्मरे नित्यं दुःस्वप्न तस्य नश्यति नाम नश्यति
नश्यति उत्तमम् धन्यवादः सी यू आल् केन् एक्चुली प्राक्टिस् दिस् दिस् सुभाषितं यु नो इट्स् एक्चुली वेरि यूस्फुल् सुभाषितं वेनेवर् यु नो वेनेवर् वि आर् नाट् एबल् टु स्लीप् Okay. So whenever we are troubled with some haunted thoughts, it's better, you know, we try and recollect this. Try and take a picture of this in your phone so that before you go to bed, you can have a look at this shloka and then go to bed every day, right? All right. So yeah. So yes. Any question from you, Bhagini?
Is it
no,
Mahoday?
I just wanted to mention that this was taught to us in our childhood, and we say it every night as a prayer.
Yes. Yes.
South, yeah, Bangalore. Yes.
Duswapnam is also used here in the same shloka by Anita. Duswapnam tasya nashyati?
Ha, Duswapnam tasya nashyati, yes.
Oh.
Yes, Mahoday. What does Vrikodaram? Okay, Vrukodaram is not the name of Bhima. No, in Mahabharata we all know, right? I mean, Arjuna's brother, Arjuna's elder brother, or Dharmarajasya Sahodaraha. Okay, Dharmarajasya Sahodaraha Bhima. Tasya Anyatekam Nama Vrukodaram iti. Iti atra artha. Okay, we all know Bhima was very powerful in his in his approach. That's what it means. All right. So yeah. So any questions for me? First of all, the last time that we had issues when Gauri Bhagini mentioned that she couldn't understand much of it of the Vidya Vibhakti. So yeah, let us just go ahead with the last week's session itself so that we understand more of the last week's session, and then we will start a new topic next week. I mean, if that is fine with you all, we'll do that. Because we hardly have, like, you know, it's already 11:10 right now, so we only have 20 minutes left. So we'll do this exercises, whatever that we have today, and then we will conclude the session on these lines. All right. So yes. So yeah. First of all, where you are, did you get all familiar with this Saptami Vibhakti? Okay. Karyalaye, Grandhalaye, Lokayane, Gruhe, no? These are all Saptami, okay, wherever 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 when you say karyalaye, karyalaye means in the office or at the office or at the school, in the school, wherever there's an activity that is going to happen. Okay, see, when you go to a theater, okay, what happens in a theater? A theater, you watch a movie, right? So you go to an art exhibition. What happens to the art exhibition? You have many artifacts there, right? So the act where it happens, okay, Paathashale Vidyalaye, okay, in the school or at the school, okay, at the office, okay, or at the theaters, at the mall, okay, all these are examples of Saptami Vibhakti. Okay, I am telling this in English so that you guys understand it. Okay, you guys understand it, and then you will be able to you will be able to relate to it. Okay, relate to it. This was about Saptami Vibhakti. Okay, so I hope this question is clear. Okay, the question which is associated whenever we hear a question on Kada, we should always remember it is associated with the time. Okay, so this question of Kada means an association with the time. Okay, Kada, when. Okay, see, this a simple way to understand even this kind of a question is a simple question. If somebody is asking you in English, okay, you will say, when do you eat? I eat at 8 o'clock. When do you go to office? I go at 5 o'clock. Something like this. Okay, these whenever it's associated with a time frame. Okay, when do you go for a walk? I go for my walk in the morning. Okay, whenever there is a time frame attached to it. Okay, we come across this this term of Kada. Right, okay. The next one is these are pretty simple. I hope this was this exercises of the days where it was very pretty simple. I feel okay. Anybody having question on these terms like adhya, shvaha, yaha, parashvaha, praparashvaha? Any questions on these, or are we clear on these? If we are clear on this, then we'll go to the Dvitiya Vibhakti part. Okay, I hope this should also be clear. If any questions, please do let me know here, right? So see, for you to understand Kada and Adhyashvaha, I would always recommend you to be a little bit familiar with the numbers as well. Okay, see, Bhavan Kada Pakam Karoti. Okay, Bhavati Kada Pakam Karoti. Okay, aham ashtavadane pakam karomi. Okay, aham sarda ekadashavadane pakam karomi. I'll cook at 11:30. So if you do not know the numbers, okay, see, just to start off with, you can have the same numbers in English too. Okay, aham 11:30 pakam karomi. You can tell this. There's no harm in telling this. Okay, but you should know that what does 11:30 mean, right? I mean, if you do not know, there's no point in struggling hard, right? You should be able to understand it and practice it so that you will be able to get this in your daily conversations. Okay, yeah. I hope this conversation that is to be seen on my screen is pretty simple. Okay, these are the greetings basically. Okay, Suprabhatam, Kshamyat, greetings like Namaskaram, Swagatam, all these are greeting words to which we all need to be familiar with. Okay, so yeah, here comes the Dvitiya Vibhakti. Okay, Dvitiya Vibhakti. Okay, so here Mama Mitram, I'll go with the first example given here. Okay, Mama Mitram Vidyalayam Gachati. Okay, so where is he going? He's going to school. Okay, to school. Okay, so whenever there is activity like this. Okay, just 1 minute. Okay, just a minute, please. Just 1 minute. Just a minute, please. There's some issue with my. Okay, this is 7.2. No, no, no. 7.2. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, I, yeah, this should be to be seen. Okay, so here, we are going, you know, whenever this is Dvitiya Vibhakti. Dvitiya Vibhakti in English is called as accusative case. Okay, when you are associated with activity, okay, to school, okay, to college, to an exhibition, to a movie theater, whenever you are associated with any activity, we use Dvitiya Vibhakti. Okay, and the understanding of Dvitiya Vibhakti here is karme iti dvitiya. Okay, karme. Okay, karme. The literal Sanskrit breakage of Dvitiya Vibhakti is karme dvitiya. Okay. The object is in Dvitiya Vibhakti. Okay. The object is in Dvitiya Vibhakti. Okay. So here, when we are dealing with the examples, okay, when you're dealing with the examples, Mama Mitram Vidyalayam Gachati. Okay. Mama Pita Granthalayam Gachati. Okay. My father goes to the library. Mama Mata Devalayam Gachati. Mama Mata Devalayam Gachati. Okay. It is associated with an activity. Okay. My mom is going to a temple. My father is going to a library. Okay. That's how simple it is. Okay. So see, we are trying to understand the relativeness of the, do not confuse yourself with the vibhakti at the moment, okay, be it Dvitiya Vibhakti, be it Panchami Vibhakti, any Vibhakti to that matter, do not confuse yourself, okay. First of all, you should be able to understand how we can use these words, okay, or what kind of words should we be using in this particular context, okay. Our understanding should not be to of course, okay, we should understand the meanings of it, okay, but if you focus on the meaning more, what happens is we tend to find this language, this Sanskrit as a language, really tough. Okay, instead we try to give it up there. But that's not what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to say, first of all, know the prayoga. Okay, when should you use and in what case you should be using. That is when you will be able to use these in your day-to-day conversations. Okay, our intention is to familiarize with these concepts so that you get you get familiar with these day-to-day concepts. Astu. Tari atra kimavi prashna santiva mama krute. Any questions for me about this?
Yeah. So I have a question, sir.
Yes.
So it is also related to doing something. It doesn't have to be always going somewhere, right?
Of course.
So it's related to an object. What is the subject doing, or what is the if you say, for example, the carpenter is chopping wood, then that is a dvitiya. It's an example of, because you can say, what is the carpenter doing, and he is chopping wood. Is that correct or is that wrong?
I'm assuming it should be correct. I mean, there should not be any, there's an activity associated to it, right? I mean, it is always associated with an activity. So the subject is associated with an activity here. Okay, so here in your example that you have given in the beginning, okay, that is a carpenter is a subject. He is associated with an activity, right? So yes,
right.
That is how simple it is. Okay, that's how simple it is. Okay.
See, thank you. Dhanyavada.
Dhanyavada. So in this next conversation that we have dealt with it last week. Okay. Here this conversation I have gone through this last week as well. This was a conversation happening between a father and a kid about teaching the kid his chapters or his subjects, which the kid is not able to understand, or which he is not able to, get the subject. Okay, the father is trying to help him out. I'm sorry. Okay, so with this conversation, was there any issue last week? Okay, I know I've gone through a little fast, so should I be going through this conversation again, or are we good? Yes, yes, Mahodaya, please go ahead.
Rail Sthanakam
is a railway station. Rail Yanam is a train.
Why the karyalayam gachati or karyalaye gachati?
Karyalayam gachati. Karyalaye karyam karoti. I mean, he goes to the office. Where does he work? He works in the office.
Okay.
Right? Yes.
On the top you put a dot. Only while you put the ma and put a stroke in the bottom. How to
between them? Yes. Both means the same, Mahodaya. Both means the same. Okay. See, in this example here, Vidyalayam is there, right? I mean, Vidyalayam can be written in two ways. Okay. A ya with a sunna on the top, or a ya with ma followed by a halant. Both are correct. Okay. It depends on the individual and how they can write. Okay. See, if you do not wish to write a long sentence, if I think, for me, I don't want to write a ma in the end, what I'll do, a ya and I'll put a sunnah on the top. It becomes vidyalayam. There's no difference. I mean, the way of writing is different. However, it means one and the same.
Okay. Thank you.
I still want to follow up on that. Can you please repeat the difference between when you say karyalaye and when you say karyalayam in relation to the father working in the office? Can you give the English translation of those two sentences?
Of course. Karyalayam means, karyalayam, he goes to the office. Okay. Karyalaye is he works in the office. Right? I mean, he goes to the office. He works in the office.
I got it. Thank you.
Dhanyavada. Astu. Tari ita paryantam vayam atra samyak smaha kila. Atra etavat puraha ita conversation aham na kurun nasmere sambhashanam aham na karomi. Atra kimi prashna santi chet mam pruchantu. If you have any questions about this conversation, please let me know immediately. Okay. Let us not go ahead with this. Okay, see, are we willing to stay ahead for some more time? If we are willing to stay for some time, I can take this up. If not, then it is already 11:26 right now. So I would rather wind up the session right now, and we'll start a fresh topic next week. What do you guys suggest?
Next week.
Next week we'll start this conversation. Next week we will be having next week we'll be dealing with these words, and then right now we will be concluding with the with our regular session that we do, with the regular Geetam that we conclude with. All right. And this time, Yes, Bhagini.
Is it possible to give some translation exercises related to Dvitiya Vibhakti Agraha Patam?
Of course. This time I would give. You will have it by tomorrow. By tomorrow evening, you will have that email from me. Evening or by day after tomorrow. Right? So, astu. Atra vayam stagayamaha. Atra recording, adya recording tu krutavanaham. Recording api aham stapayamisma. Tatra kimapi prashnaha santite tad suvashitam madhya tad prashnam kimapi asti chet tad recording bhavanta srotum shaknuvanti. Astu. Tari idanim atra stagayamaha vayam. अस्माकं एतद् आवश्यकं किल इदानीम् अस्तु एकक्षणम्.